I'm good. Y'all can hear me? How y'all doing today? Nah, that shit check, was check, weak check. As fuck. How y'all doing today? Hey, let these shit down. Thanks. Hold on, you sit on your phone.
It's okay. Wow, you guys look amazing. Thank you so much.
This shit is crazy.
Shout out to y'all.
This is crazy. We need a shot because low-key we're all nervous. This is our first time doing this. Are y'all down? Do you guys have your drinks?
Get out of Jay, take a shot with us real quick.
All right.
How's the open bar?
The open bar is fire, huh?
Yeah, let's open.
Shout out DeAndre.
Let's open, let's drink. If any brown bag baddies want to come up and I'll pour it in here. Are you down? Because I'm down. Don't fuck with me. I'm down.
Brown bag baddies in here for sure.
Hold on. Let me open it.
That's a brown bag total.
I got nails, girl. She don't even bang, fool. All right, hold on.
Yeah.
Look. I love that. Here.
Oh, I thought this was
a light. Look. Hey. There, take it. Anyone else? Here. Hi, mama.
Look at Josh here.
Not
you.
Not you, Josh.
Josh, you literally have all these bottles. So we appreciate you.
Anybody? Yeah. Shout out to Vic's mom.
Look, you guys. Turn around real quick. Turn around. What's that say?
This is Vic's mom and Duno's mom.
They found each other.
Where is my mom?
Sorry.
Let Duno take a shot too.
Thank you.
For the record, my mom is at home watching my babies. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Cut it out.
Your mom wants to ride the boat. What is it?
Don't do it.
Give her a boot.
Yeah, give her the boot.
Oh, my God.
Pinches alcohólicas.
Salud.
Cheers.
I already took my bad. All right,
y'all take yours. Oh, that was awesome. Cheers. Hey, that goes down smooth. Shout out to Mandala.
Shout out Mandala.
Big shout out Mandala. Are we loud enough? I feel like I can't hear myself that much.
Yeah, can you turn it up?
Check.
Oh, yeah, we good.
Yo.
All right, so this is our 20th episode. It's really important to us that you guys are here because it shows us that people actually listen. It's not bots. These are not paid views. You guys really came and showed up, and we're really excited, right?
Facts. And nervous.
Super nervous.
A little bit.
Super fucking nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Bro, this shit, we planned this shit. First of all, this shit happened while I was in Denver. You and Vic did a podcast, and I was like, damn, that's fucked up. They didn't invite me.
Right.
I thought I was little bro.
He was so mad.
Yeah.
So
I actually
mad.
Found a picture like a week ago. I was like in the hotel room, and I was like, yeah, fuck y'all. And then a month later, was it a month later or was it a couple days?
Maybe like a week later.
Yeah. A week later, we linked up, and then we saw like 2-3 pilots, and then...
Yeah, rest is history.
And then the rest is fucking history, 20th episode.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's crazy.
All right, so... We want to start it off to talk about Vic's guest list. If you guys are standing up or if there's no room, it's because Vic invited his whole family and all his friends. And I think I got like two people, right? There they are.
Shout out to the
Vic. That's why y'all motherfuckers in the back. Y'all some bullshit.
So if y'all ever need guest list, it's Vic to hit up.
I ain't gonna lie though, it was funny because like the day before when we came, like, nah, 5 people only.
Yeah.
Let's be strict. We know we want the fans to enjoy themselves. Come in. Good fucking luck, Vic.
Yeah.
He was in the fucking morning. Maximo was like, fool, Vic has the whole fucking venue already.
Yeah. He sent
it. It wasn't my fault because look, everybody started hitting me today, you know, last minute shit.
Right.
Yo, can I get in? Tickets are sold out. I'm just like, fuck, there's people I fuck with, you know what I'm saying? Like, so. Right, yeah.
Appreciate you.
Be an early bird.
Color people time.
Yeah. Letty was late today, you guys.
That's normal though.
What the freak?
That's normal.
Don't throw me under the bus.
We were all late. I was a little bit late.
All right. So I think we want to start it off with one of our favorite topics. We want to do carne asada Nino Rival, okay? And we're gonna go fun with it. and then we're going to do my flip, okay?
Okay.
So the first one, last episode we talked about champurrado, and we mentioned ponche. And then people kept telling us in the comments, what about atole, fool? Atole, atole. So we're going to do carne asada, Nino Rival, the holiday drinks, Starbucks, pumpkin spice, don't have nothing on this.
Fuck no.
Carne asada, Nino Rival, atole, ponche, and champurrado.
I don't know what atole is.
Oh, my God.
Nah, bro, hold on. Atole is thicker than champurrado.
Duno's mom.
Atole is white,
sabe
right?
Que es que es atole. Is that true? ¿Nunca le ha dado atole?
No, I don't like this shit, see?
What?
My shit, because, fool, I don't need a... Champurrado, like, all right, so can I go first?
Yeah.
Atole for sure be rival, because I don't even know who they are.
Okay.
Carne asada would be like ponche, because I'll drink it every once in a while. Yeah. If, like, the person that brought it I fuck with and nobody drinking it, I'll drink it to make them feel good.
Got it. With tequila or no tequila?
I've done tequila at the Virgen, at the Virgin Mary's birthday in La Placita Olvera.
December 10th.
I just want to point that out.
In
the Placita Olvera, they throw function for the Virgin
Mary.
You
guys sound like the YouTube comments. Letty is wrong. Okay. Okay.
But yeah, I would say ponche would be carne asada and then champurrado would be Nino.
Got it. Vic? Oh, no. Yeah, Vic.
I would say definitely Nino's champurrado.
Okay.
You know, I love some champurrado.
You like them thick, though.
I like them thick, you know what I'm saying? So that's what that is.
This is so weird.
Close your ears, mom.
Your mom's right here.
And I fuck with ponche. I like ponche. I don't really like atole that much either, to be honest. So atole is the rival, and ponche is carne asada.
Okay. Am I the only one that's ever had the atole, the pink one? Y'all ever had that? That's the one that your babysitter makes you to shut you up. Like, here, drink some atole. So I'm
what does it have in it?
Oh, fuck.
What?
Do you want to do the podcast? Does anyone want to take my place? My cena. That's not atole?
I don't know what that
okay,
is.
Okay. I'm so scared. Atole is going to be my rival because it just got me in trouble. Champurrado makes you feel good all the time. You can only drink like 3 sips because then all the masa or whatever
it's
is in
a
it
lot.
Just
it's
makes
even
you
thicker.
Lazy.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, carne
asada. It's like champurrado
ponche.
With the BBL, basically.
Oh, my gosh. Facts.
Champurrado come from TJ?
Facts. Okay, so who brought photos for the ofrenda?
Oh my God, did you guys put them up there? We'll put them, asshole.
Right there. We're all like, dude, our ofrenda's all empty.
Oh, that's fire.
All
I didn't see that.
Passed away loved ones ain't getting no beer, no bread.
I put some.
Wow,
shit.
You're lucky.
Deep ass person over there.
I keep everyone living forever. Okay, so because of that, I'm gonna do a flip on carne asada Nino Rival. And it's going to be guardian angel, haunts your enemy, haunts your house. Okay? We're going to choose 3 people that are passed away that we all know. Selena. Come on. Juan Gabriel and Walter Mercado.
Oh, shit.
Tell me which one you want to haunt your enemy. Which one you want to haunt your house, and which one you want to be your guardian angel?
I'm going to go with, Selena for sure, my guardian angel.
Okay.
Because you feel me? She could sing me to sleep.
Okay.
Put me to sleep. She could dance for me.
She could
dance
with
me. No, not like
that. Well, I don't know.
Hey, yo.
And you said Juan Gabriel?
Yeah, I did.
I would go with Juan Gabriel de carne asada because you could tell he's like...
Well, carne asada is not carne an asada.
Wait, what was it?
Haunts your dreams. I mean, haunts your house and haunts your enemy.
Juan Gabriel could haunt the enemy.
Why?
No. Juan Gabriel could haunt my house.
Okay.
Because Juan Gabriel not really a threat. He's like a nice old drunk dude, you feel me?
Yeah.
R.I.P. him, of course. Like,
R.I.P.
And
him.
Then Walter Mercado could haunt the enemy because he's kind of like... He kind of knows. He's like a know-it-all, insisting constantly.
He'll annoy him.
And then he's kind of scary. Like, if I were to wake up and I were to see, like, Walter Mercado just on top of me, I would freak the fuck out. Like, I would just be scared as fuck.
So send him to the ops.
Send him to the ops. Send him to the ops for sure. All
right.
No, I think I would want Walter Mercado to haunt my house because I feel like whenever I see him, he'll have something wise to tell me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, or it's because all the bitches that you bring to your house.
He could...
Oh, my gosh.
Hey. He could read them their horoscope. He could read them their horoscope. Like, hey, yo.
The girls love the horoscope. The
Cancers
girls
ain't
love
shit.
The horoscope. Yeah. We do. Total. Get out of his bed. Scorpio's coming over.
She's a Pisces. Use a condom.
Oh, my gosh. Shout out to the Pisces.
Shout out to the Pisces. If you're a Pisces, I appreciate you.
Toxic.
And, yeah, what was the other one?
No. Brown bag, fool. Brown
bag. Brown bag, for sure.
I have cash.
Do you? You better.
Take it up,
I only got 20.
Hold on. I have a ticket.
Oh. I'm trying to pay your bills.
Okay, listen here, girl.
He don't ever have any cash. I'm always spotting him.
Yeah. Hey, fool, you go to the strip clubs more than I do. Everything in my bank account.
No, you throw all your ones. I keep some.
Hell yeah.
So back Selena. To the game.
Oh yeah, Selena. I want her dancing in my house too. Or what?
Okay. Garden Angel.
Oh yeah, Garden Angel. Yeah.
Mis hijos.
Yeah, okay. Garden Angel for sure, Selena. Yeah.
And you then, already picked Walter as your guardian angel.
No, I said I want him to haunt my house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So guardian angel Selena.
Yes.
Okay.
And then Juanga guard the ops. I mean, like to haunt
the ops.
Yeah.
Basically. Is there a reason?
Not really. Just, I mean, I feel like he might freak some people out. You know what I'm saying? He won't freak me out, but he might freak some other people out. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Facts.
What about you?
Okay. I would say Walter, guardian angel, because he's going to guide you. Walter never did me wrong. He always, like, you waited for him to say your your sign. I'm Sagittario. Shout out to all the Sagittarios. And it was always something nice and it made you feel good. And I think he'll do that for me as a guardian angel. I'm a little scared about Selena at my house because I have a husband. But
chill out.
Yeah. Oh, he's right there.
He's so nervous right now. He's like, don't look at me.
He's not gonna play BDB Bum Bum in the car. Huh?
Come on.
I'm gonna work from home, babe. So I'll definitely send her to a girl that's married that is an op. You have marital problems with Selena. And then Juan Gabriel, I feel he's good vibes. Like he gets misconstrued, I feel, porque lo que sabe no se dice or whatever that fool said. But like I love his good vibes, El Noa Noa, like all of that. Like he'd be cool. He's good cleaning music. I feel like he could help around the house.
Facts.
If that's the case, so. I like that.
I like that.
How do y'all feel about that? Yeah, I like that. All right.
I would lucky want water at my house now too.
No, you can't choose what.
No, I'm thinking about victimology with the bitches. I'm like, damn.
I still live with mom, so you know, like if my mom tripping on me, like get this bitch out the house. Like Walter could just talk to my mom, you know what I mean? Like Walter, ve a hablar con la señora. You know what I'm saying?
The biddies.
Yeah, oh yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. Brown bag.
Oh, the fuck off, dude.
Just put your shoe. Start giving your clothes. It's gonna be.
You gotta give something, bro.
Strip brown bag.
I'll take another shot for you.
All right, I'm down for that. This was my bottle, by the way. You guys are taking it.
Not anymore.
This is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is super dope. That's the Dia de los Muertos. Yeah.
It's okay. No sabo, fool. No sabo.
It's okay.
We're all pochos here.
Oh, yeah. I think that was established already. Yeah. No sabo kids, for sure.
Evan. Hurry, take your shot so we can keep talking.
Oh, we don't keep talking.
No, apúrate. La bota. La bota. Hurry up, fool.
Hey, what's the most scariest Spanish song that you never liked? Like, what's the song
scary
that traumatized
Spanish
you?
Spanish song.
Like, what's, like, a song that you knew you were going to have to do some type of, like, chores or something?
Yeah. Well, there's a Satanás cumbia.
What?
And goes, Satanás. No?
I never heard that shit.
Angie, wherever you are,
where's Angie? Aztec, my mommy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's Angie?
And then in the back, he's going, ho, 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 ho. Like, that's our shit. What about you? Answer the question, fool. I feel like you grew up on Rock in Español. Anyone else like Rock in Español? Yeah. Do you know? You guys can talk. Come on. Be loud.
Yeah. Interact with us. That's why y'all here. Yeah, there's a song called It's by Los Ángeles del Infierno. It's called Seis.
Oh. Whoa.
And then when my family does like in-house drinking, when it's just like.
Your mom's
naughty. Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, my mom loves that shit.
Say. How does it go? Do it a little bit.
I don't know, but it says something like. It's yeah. like something about like food. The food, the band name is called Los Angeles del Infierno.
Yeah.
Like, oh, come on. Their name's already horrible.
That's dark. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I remember, like, I already knew, like, if I was, like, playing outside all day and I walked in and, like, my mom and, like, my sisters were drinking and they were playing that, I'm like, oh, it's going to be a long night.
Yeah.
And I never had a room. So I have to be, like, in the living room or I have to, like, go to sleep in the room and shit like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear a little bit of it. You know. You're
Can
afraid
I play
of
it? I don't.
Well,
play it on the, yeah, play it on the speaker.
You can play it on the speaker?
I just saw Prince.
You don't have a song that traumatized you while I look for this song?
No, not that I could think of.
Let me see.
All right, well, I'll keep talking. Hi, how are you? Who here thinks Duno is cute? Yeah. Your son? That's, your grandson?
That's my little grandkid. I don't give a fuck about these older bitches. Fuck
Stop.
Them. I'm just kidding.
Oh, brown bag.
I'm just kidding.
God, we're going to kick you brown out, bag. Fool. We're going to kick you out.
I'm going to put my phone in there.
No, actually put something in there. What wow. is this?
If we're
this
the
is a ticket to Cuco. No, fool.
I used it yesterday.
Jesus
From the
Christ.
Shrine. Yeah, yeah. Who was there? Were you at the Cuco concert? Who was at the Cuco concert? Nobody?
No, don't try to gain their love back. You just call them old bitches. Does any girl here think Vic is cute?
Hey. Damn.
Oh, I found it.
It's okay. They tell me my
so
DMs.
So you guys came for me.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh my god! I'm so happy.
They all capped.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy about this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck
I've seen
dog.
Half of y'all in Vic's DMs. I'm just saying.
False.
Vic, they've been in your DM.
I don't know. Let me see. Hold on. I have bad vision. Hold on. Let me see. I don't know.
Right?
I think Jelbe here too, huh, Vic?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's here.
Oh, Jelbe here.
Shout out
free
to Jelbe.
Free the homegirl. They freed her for the
she
show. Bailed.
She broke out of prison just for this.
She got permission for her house arrest to come.
Who's that?
Oh,
Princesa.
The drama.
Oh. I don't know who that is.
I'm scared. Let's bring them both up. How are episode 20 and you already have girl drama?
I don't have no girl drama. If I
you
had a
for sure
you
have girl drama.
You're turning
okay.
red.
Okay, you know what?
Girl drama.
Fuck the song I was going to show you. Just know we filmed the podcast and it went too wild. We got drunk. Everybody aired out their like recent bitty. And like
I don't have a recent bitty.
Well, you kind of. I think you were joking. You were like, "Yeah, fuck on it."
Yeah. I didn't. Cool. He's right here.
Vic's bitty's here too.
Yeah, but I didn't say that. Vic actually said the stuff.
Oh yeah, facts.
That's all allegedly because
you guys just know Vic's in a dilemma
destroyed.
Right now. Vic, you want to tell them about your problems? No.
Let's do it. Fuck it. We all have it. It all happens
but
to
if
us.
But if I had a princessa, she would be here, right?
Yeah, fact.
But she's not here, so it's not. You know what I'm saying?
That
so.
Sounds like shade.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, show me your princessa.
Oh, shit.
She's going to pop out.
Is she here?
And she'll always be watching.
Right. Is princessa here? No,
nope.
She's not here.
Doesn't exist.
We had a Halloween party at my house over the weekend.
Oh, that was lit.
And I think you guys know we've been talking. Oh yes, I was dressed as Austin Powers. No one knew who that was. People were like, "Are you George
prince.
Washington?"
I thought you were
I was
prince.
Like, "Who?" You thought what?
I thought you were prince.
Prince.
Yeah. Prince had a purple jacket. I had a blue jacket.
It was like dark blue. Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Yes, do I make you horny, baby? Yeah.
Nah, and it's funny because I was like, "What are you?" She's like, "Do I make you horny, baby? Yeah." I was like, "Oh, you're fucking Austin Powers."
Yeah.
Let's get groovy, baby. Yeah.
I like that.
I'm surprised
that.
You've seen Austin Powers. That came out in like 1998.
Yeah.
It was like a very like at the moment. I wasn't born yet.
At the moment I was sperm.
That's like the one of the movies you've seen that
Austin Powers.
Before you're
so
born.
I was like. The one who showed me Austin Powers?
Your dad.
It's crazy. Oh, my dad.
I was throwing out options.
Brown bag.
Because
I don't have a dad. You gonna put
you
on my dad?
You do have a dad.
I don't. My sister's gonna beat your ass.
Oh, no.
Just to put it out there.
Cookie, I love you guys. I swear to God.
She's sweating now.
Nah, I think my older cousin showed me Austin Powers. Okay. And at the moment, I was like, I think 7, 8. I was like, damn, is this porn? Cause it was so he was really horny.
He was super horny. Yeah.
He wanted to shag.
He's like you on Twitter.
What?
Yeah. Ooh, that's true though.
I ain't gonna lie, that should be working. I'm just letting you guys know, if you guys want to be horny on Twitter, just know there's a horny Twitter feed.
It's if you guys don't, your Twitter feed.
What happened?
Your Twitter feed?
Vic be horny sometimes.
No. I haven't been horny on Twitter since like 2019.
That's because I'm a comedian, so I could do horny shit.
No.
You're like, no, wait, listen. And then Vic's like interviewing like big ass rappers and shit. So he can't be horny, you know?
Yeah, I stopped being horny in 2019, for sure.
Ah, Philip.
And they showed your legs or what?
No, yeah, that's not
exactly,
true.
Exactly, yeah.
Vic used to tweet. I follow Vic before we did a podcast together. He used to tweet pictures of donuts with glaze. And his caption was, "Everything reminds me of her." And then he did that like a couple times, and I'm like, oh, maybe they like donuts. Like, and then so I asked, and then he's like, no, Letty, look at the cream. And I was like, what do you mean? And then someone else, she's actually here, Arlene, was like, Letty, it's cum when cum comes out of the pussy. That's what he means. This is your son. You raised him. Yeah. Yeah. What were you watching, Vic?
I like how that one dude is just like, yeah, horny Vic. I just want to put it out there that I miss. That's going to sound so weird. Never mind. I was going to say I miss horny Vic.
Hey, yo. Brown bag somehow. Brown bag.
All right, look. Fuck y'all. First of all, stop brown bagging me.
Stop cursing at the audience.
I'm 21. I could do that. I'm not trying to.
You called him old and you said
I still have a lot of growing up to do, you guys.
Okay.
I got to talk back.
Facts.
I like her.
Yeah.
Our next show, you VIP, you're going to sit up here with her. Yo, Annie, okay. Nah, that was fire though. Yeah. So you didn't know that was. Did you guys know that our sound when we start the YouTube videos is a porn thing? Yeah. Everybody said yeah. You're the only one that didn't know.
No.
Yeah, same. We have the same drum pattern as Pornhub for some reason. I don't know why. It's weird. Yeah, it's weird.
Nah.
You
what
only
do you mean?
Know because you're on it. Okay.
It's triggering, honestly.
I think that the tongue is half open still.
Yes.
I didn't close the window.
Child watching brown bag or porn?
Oh my god. Oh, fine, I'll change it. We were actually trying to do a corrido. I know we previewed that on one of the podcasts, but Duno.
Okay, first of all.
Explain, please.
Yeah, what happened? Why don't we have a corrido?
Fuck off, both of you guys. I just want to let it known that like so I made the homie write the corrido, and he's like, yeah, boy, I love the podcast.
Right.
I'm going to do it. But he's one of them homies that, like, would do it, but then lacks to do shit. And then Jose, I think Jose in here, capping ass food. Jose was supposed to find somebody to record the corrido, and then it just never happened. Yeah. But it's a great corrido.
Y'all believe this, or I think it's cap.
Oh, my God.
I
like myself better on YouTube. My fans be coming through.
Yeah, because all his fans are 14-year-olds on TikTok. Of course they're coming through.
They couldn't get in today, huh?
They couldn't get in. This is weeded out. It's okay.
I'm still on the podcast.
Oh, my God.
It's okay. All my homies are here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
Make some fucking noise.
I got a fan base.
All my homegirls are here. What's up, girls?
That's so sad.
Damn. I always am like humbled by how famous Letty is, and then
bro,
I just remember like
famous,
we ain't shit,
bro. No,
yeah, facts.
No.
You're.
Damn. Wow. That's cute. I love you. I love you. Thank you. That means.
Yeah,
a lot.
We love Ricky.
Yeah. No, I used to.
Thank you.
No, I told her I used to listen to Letty when I would go to I was on the way to school, so it's crazy.
I was young, by the way.
I was in fifth grade or something.
Young.
I don't know, like yeah.
You were in fifth grade.
No, I'm just playing. I was in high school.
Like 15 on air. So
yeah.
Were you really?
Yeah, I get the
rate.
Just
oh okay.
Yes. Yeah. Well, stay tuned. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned, you guys.
Yeah. I don't even have the subjects in front of us.
What you... Hold on, you want to talk about what happened over your weekend?
Yes, please.
Halloween?
I just want to put it out, though.
Yeah.
That the homies from Reggaetonlandia are here. I just want to put it out.
Oh, shout out Reggaetonlandia. I'm sorry. What happened?
It won't happen again.
It won't happen again.
And Esther.
It wasn't my fault.
Don't step on Vic's shoes. Okay.
Oh yeah, Vic.
Yo,
hates
hey, yeah. Come on, don't step on the shoe.
Someone stepped on his shoe this weekend, and Vic chased them and tried to jump him.
No, wait. I first.
While his butt cheeks were out.
And literally first, kicked him on, in wait, his gotta, naked ass.
So you're a booty chaser.
No.
Yes, actually, you are literally.
Yes. Wait. Let me tell the full story.
Oh, okay, come on.
You guys are telling it all.
It sounds cooler when we say it, but fine.
All right. So I get to Reggaetonlandia. Okay. Shout out to homie Chris. We get there. I get there kind of late. I get there like 1:30. All the homies are already there. They're already drunk.
Fact, I was fucked up.
So I get there saying what's up, blah, blah, blah. And then maybe like 20, 30 minutes into it, all the homies leave. Do know everybody leaves. They're like, yo, we're going to shake. I'm like, all right, cool. So then me and the homie Swift, shout out Big Swift, we stay. And then I'm standing on a couch per usual. And then Swift gets off the couch. Some other random dude gets on. And I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? But I'm trying to be a better person, so I'm like, okay, I'll let him rock. You feel me? Get on. But he instantly steps on my shoes. Not like a little bit either. Like completely like stomps on
like
my shoe.
It was intentional.
Yeah, like full stomp on my shoe. And then I'm like, even then I'm like, you know what? Let me be cool. Maybe it was an accident. People are drunk. You feel me? I don't try to like just
nice
turn up
you.
On everybody.
And plus, not everybody's a professional
couch surfer.
Yeah, couch surfer.
You know
like
what I'm saying? Yeah.
A lot of money. Okay,
yeah,
yes.
You feel me? So the minute he stepped on my shoe, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to turn up, but I'm going to tell him what he did. You know, I tapped him. I said, hey, bro, you stepped on my shoes. Like, just like that. And then he looked at me in my eye. He looked at me in my eye, and he said, fuck your shoes.
Oh!
And at that point, like, it's literally like, what am I supposed to do? I'm just one man. You feel me? I literally grabbed him and threw him off the couch.
No.
Yeah, Swift saw.
Yo, Swift, the Uyoa came out.
Yeah, for sure. Swift saw immediately. He swung at him as soon as he went off. I chased him.
Did Swift miss?
We all missed, bro. Okay. It was slippery.
Okay,
it was slippery.
But I got the line that was slippery for
it
sure.
It was slippery. That's just a slip and slide. All right, so that happened. The security breaks us up. They saw me chasing him. They said, oh, don't worry. He's escorted, bro. Don't worry about that, blah, blah. We saw what happened. I said, all right, cool. Me and Swift are trying to like keep it cool and just like let's keep partying, whatever. But the vibe was ruined, so we're like, man, let's just go. Fuck it.
Right.
We just walk outside.
Did you eat a hot dog outside?
No.
Okay.
We're just walking outside, and then we ran into, I don't know, somebody. You guys were outside. But we ran into, I don't know if I ran into Den or somebody. And then they said, oh, why are you guys leaving? What happened? I said, bro, somebody stepped on my shoes. I had to throw them off the stage. And then they said, who was it? And I turned around and I was like, oh, it was him. So I instantly started chasing him. He ran into like a barricade, and then his ass came out. His ass was out. I chased him. Bro was fast. You should have seen this motherfucker. He was a track star. I swear to God.
He's a runner. He's a track star.
Oh gosh.
I chased him. I kicked him in his bare ass with my shoe. The homie Swift landed a few hits on him, and then he ran all the way down Hill Street, and he disappeared into the
night. All allegedly, of course.
Yeah, and he disappeared into the night. I don't know. Well, so that's what happened.
I'm going to post this when we... Well, we probably don't want to give him clout.
Yeah, let's not post that.
But the guy that did it went on Instagram and said that he did it. So he did a whole post on his Instagram story.
Oh, yeah, read it.
Can you read it in that, like, super, like, mellow voice? So it's funny.
Mellow voice.
Like that voice you do when you're doing the narrating to
something? Never. No, don't do that. No, because he doesn't sound that cool.
You know what I'm talking about?
Because he was a fucking lame.
I feel like you could do this voice better. Be, like, annoying like you are.
Okay. I stepped on. Oh, all right, Letty. Hey, Letty feeling good today. She got about fucking all the women empowerment out here. All right, Letty, episode 21 gonna be good. I stepped on some kids' shoes tonight, Jordan 4s, parentheses. And instead of saying sorry, I said, yo, your shoes is whack, LMFAO. Him and his man threw punches and missed and slipped while trying to punch me. Laughing emojis, laughing. I got escorted out, and I ran, and this fool can't write. You can't type.
And you can't read. Fuck, we're fucked. Yeah.
Thank God I'm funny. And I outran them when they chased me.
Yeah, like, I don't know
who. So he's flexing on the ground. That
who brags about, like.
And he ugly as fuck.
Like, ranking it, like, that's never been cool in my book. Like, how you just going to run?
I ain't going to lie. I would have bullshitted on Instagram. Like, yeah, I fuck Rosecrans Vic up. I'm Big Swim.
Oh, yeah, like, add the extras?
Yeah. Oh, you guys want to know a quick story what happened to me?
Yeah.
But mine didn't happen in the club because I respect my homies.
Oh, yeah. Come on, dog. Oh,
he didn't
want to
burn the spot.
Come on, dog. Hey, I'm sorry, Chris. It won't happen again. Yeah.
Hey, Vic. Hey, Chris, don't let him in again. So my homie, Deploy, raise your hand. I'm going to talk about your bitch ass.
This is all allegedly, by the way.
No, I'm not going to say my part. No,
okay,
no.
Okay.
It just didn't happen. But the poet's a lover. The poet kisses girls at the club when he first meets them.
Oh, yeah. No, I seen it. Yeah.
The poet's the type to, like, you're beautiful. Let's say you were to meet the poet. You talk to him for a week. He'll get your name on his brand new hat.
Like embroidered?
Yeah, like embroidered. Oh.
He's a lover boy.
Yeah, the poet's a simp, right?
Whoa.
So the poet just barely joined the group. We're trying to have, you know, the poet get used to, like, our clowning. Yeah. Like, you got to be more of a little Mac, a little P. Like, you can't kiss everybody at the club. The cameras are always on.
Yeah.
You never want to get caught. You got to be,
you
know,
cold sores.
You got to be a little more cool, slick, yeah, low-key. The poet has no shame, right? This was a straight macker. Like, who kisses everything, and not everything, but he kisses. Like, if you dance, if your buttocks touch the poet's penis, he's going to kiss you. Just know, like, he fell
what?
In love.
Like, what are you saying?
No,
tell
listen.
Story.
Like, dancing.
Like, if you're dancing.
Okay.
So then, the poet sees the girl that he has a thing for with another guy.
Oh.
And then he, like... So the whole time I'm not there, right? I'm like across over there. I'm eating some dirty ass downtown hot dogs, $7 probably type shit. And then the poet starts fighting the dude that's with his new girl. All because he told her L while she was walking away. The poet's 20, by the way, so he thought he was doing his shit. Like, yeah, it's okay. Fuck that bitch. She's not my bitch. But, you know, he really took the poet's girl. And then the homie fought too. But your story is more. I just want to let you guys know that when you go to Reggaetonland, you're going to have a great time.
Oh, that's what these stories
buy
are
buy tickets
for.
To Reggaetonland. That won't happen again.
Buy
sorry.
Tickets.
I swear
you,
to God.
You
oh, so this was promo.
And,
is what
yeah,
you guys are doing.
And you might see a couple, like our ex getting cheated on. Somebody's shoes might get stepped on. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is what I have to deal with. And then I have to, like, okay, where do we go from here? Okay.
Yeah.
That's why you love us.
Let's do Don't You Know I'm Local. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes? Are you down? Have you heard us when we talked about the jetpack man? Yeah. Hey, Josh, get over here because we're going to need some
Josh,
conspiracy theories.
Josh.
This is for
at?
You, fool. What are you doing over there? Who are you hitting on?
I think he's drunk.
Hey, stay away from Josh.
Where's Josh? Oh, he's right there, you guys.
He's
these are conspiracies, Josh.
Yeah,
he's very handsome, by the way.
He is.
Clap it up for Josh.
Yeah.
Man.
His personality
and
his looks don't match. Anyway, so the jetpack man, a bunch of different pilots at LAX are reporting that they're seeing a guy in a jetpack. And they're trying to figure out who it is because they can't. Every time they report it, they investigate it and they don't know. So now the FBI has investigated this, that someone is shooting up a balloon of Jack the Skeleton from Nightmare Before Christmas, and that's who you're actually seeing. You're not seeing a person, you're seeing a balloon. Is this cap, or do you believe the FBI? Right? You know what the FBI has a podcast? Because we're thinking, if we listen to the podcast, are we now the feds?
Yeah, like if somebody told me, like, yeah, I'm listening to the FBI podcast, then I'm going to be like, stop right there.
Yeah.
You're a fed.
Yeah.
Yep. That's too much.
Shit, when you mentioned that, one of the homies was like, you think the minute you press the link, they have all your info?
Yeah. They already have all your info.
Damn, that's
they're like,
crazy.
Oh, Duno's here.
Can you get into Canada?
Nah, I can't. Canada don't fuck with me.
That's
I
crazy.
Don't think Canada fucks with Mexicans.
Yo, have you ever heard of a Mexican being in Canada?
I've never heard of a Mexican-Canadian.
I know Salvies that have gone to Canada. There's a big Salvadorian community.
Really?
Shout out to the Salvies in the
shout
house.
Shout out my Salvies in the house.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's none of y'all.
Oh, there's
bullshit.
None? Oh, shit. One hand raised.
Okay, so
shout out Mexicans in the building.
Shout out the Mexicans.
All right.
Wow.
Full breed.
Half Salvies.
Full breed.
Me and Maximo are half Salvi, okay?
That's crazy. I love Salvi women.
What area of Mexico is the most G?
Jalisco.
I'm going to go with what the news says. So I'm going to go with, like, Sinaloa type shit. No, just the state of Sinaloa. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going over there if I don't know nobody. Just give me a fuck.
Yeah. I think Jalisco.
Yeah.
Your family's from Jalisco.
Facts.
Canelo is from Jalisco. And he's fighting this weekend. And he's about to make history if he wins this full plant.
Oh,
to
real?
Be the guy. What?
It's in Vegas.
Oh, when? Oh, my God. You
when
guys are
wins.
Scaring
yeah, yeah.
me. You're scaring me. Okay, yes. When he wins this full plant, he will make history as the first boxer, especially from Latin America, to win his whole weight class. All the belts in his
he
whole class.
He got all
class.
The belts, yeah.
Canelo is the shit. Like, I don't
Canelo.
Even think, like, as as the Mexican boxer, I think is the boxer in like all ethnicities. I love that for him.
No, yeah, he's for sure the number one like pound for pound fighter in the world. And it's dope that, you know, it's like before we had Chavez and like he really represented for Mexicans.
You could have been Theo.
Yeah, shout out my could have been Theo. God damn it.
Your mom's right there.
If you guys didn't know, can you tell him the story?
Yeah, and like his brother was hitting on my mom. I could have been a Chavez myself. Yeah, so. But, you know, everything works out how it's supposed to, I guess. just kidding. Shout out my dad. but it's just dope. You know, it's like a thing of pride. You know what I'm saying? That, like, we could say that the best fighter in the world in boxing is Mexican.
Yeah.
That's fire as fuck. I like how, what do you call somebody that's like an Osabo kid before America? Like, I like how Canelo's an Osabo American. Like, he don't know English. Like, he'll try. He don't give a fuck. He's all for it. Like, fuck you, motherfucker.
I think all of those are bad words.
I mean, I don't want to say it.
I think they're words
it's
we don't
word.
Want.
It's a derogatory word now, I guess.
Oh, yeah. But Chavez, what the fuck?
Canelo. But I Canelo, fuck with the way he says, fuck with motherfucker.
Like, yeah. I like how he's just so, like, blunt. Doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yo, isn't it funny how he hit Caleb Plant because he thought he told him to fuck his mom, but he just said motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, it was a misunderstanding.
He thought, like, it was lost in translation.
Yeah, he's like, don't talk about my mom. And then he was like, Caleb's like, I did it. Like,
I just said motherfucker.
Like,
oh, see, but I get how that could get mixed up.
Yeah, when you don't know the language.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
What's one, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
What's one, like, Spanish, like, bad word they told you and you didn't understand it?
Salvi ones. My grandma used to call us cipota. And it's not even a bad word, but it sounds very bad. You know how Salvis talk.
Yeah, facts.
He's like, cipota. Ven acá. Ven y cipota.
You felt like you were getting cursed at?
And I'm like, mom, abuelita's talking to me crazy. And they're like, cipota means girl. Yeah.
What about you?
I don't know. Like,
he was raised on English. Well,
so somebody said pendejo.
I didn't really get cursed at, but you know what's funny?
Duno did.
I used to make up my own curse words in Spanish.
Like what?
Like, I used to say like crazy shit. I used to call people gasolina. I thought that was a derogatory word. I don't know why. Ask my mom. I used to want to curse so bad. I'd be like, you gasolina. Like, I don't know why. I thought it was a bad word. Like,
I can't think. I think the most offensive word to me, like my mom calls me this all the time when she's drunk. Like, if my mom's drunk, she just, pinche baboso, baboso.
Oh, baboso is hurts.
Yeah, like you feel so, like, you feel so down on yourself. like,
Oh, look at that. Look how easily he wins your, he called you all.
Hey,
don't
hold
forget.
On. Hey, Letty. Well, let's everybody welcome everybody to Duno's pity party.
Welcome to Duno's pity party.
No, yeah. Like, sometimes she'll be drunk. Not
but
more.
But were you baboso? Like, did you have a lot of baba?
No, so at first I thought baboso meant like fat ass or something, you know, like fucking baboso. You feel me? Because when you're fat, you get a lot of fat terms. Like,
oh, okay. Like, so just add one.
Oh, shit.
Like bodoque. Do you know what bodoque means?
No, I did not.
Okay, it means baby, right? I just always thought like fat baby. Like, because I've never heard a skinny baby being called bodoque. You know what I mean? But I always thought baboso was just like, damn. She's just like, and she wouldn't, like, I'll ask her, like, why are you drunk? Piche baboso. Like, I'll be like, what the fuck?
¿Por qué te tuve, baboso?
Yeah, like, como tu padre, baboso.
Oh.
No, what I love about my mom, that she never compares me to my dad. I fucking raised you. Piche baboso, not him. And I'll be like, that's okay. I love that from her.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
We were looking at your parents' wedding video.
We were looking at my parents' wedding.
Oh, that was
wedding.
Lit.
They had a mosh
like
pit.
Like a mosh pit, yeah.
At the wedding.
Even like now, like my homie's about to, like, I'm about to be a godfather, you guys. Hey.
You're about to be the Nino and
he's
the Nino.
He's the Nino.
I'm about to be the Nino. Is it kind of weird that I'm 21?
No, right?
Okay.
You're an adult.
You have money.
You think you're young.
It's because you have money.
That's what
I thought when the homie asked me.
Yeah, for sure. It's only because you have money. Yeah.
Yeah. They're investing early.
Bro, they're not asking no broke people to be Ninos. Yeah. No, they're not. Like,
I ain't gonna lie, when the homie asked me to be a Nino, like, there was already, no. So I'm the type to be offended. My homegirl Maria back there, Maria, I've been with Maria for a long time. Like
you've
me and
been
Maria,
with her?
Nah. Me and Maria have been friends for a long time. She's about to have a baby, but she didn't ask me to be her Nino.
Damn.
And I ain't gonna lie.
Now he's gonna guilt you?
So whenever I'm drunk, I'd be like, fuck you don't care about me. Oh, everything we've been through. I'm not going to be little Ari's godfather. She's like, you're already going to be
the other homie's godfather, mm-hmm. like the kid. Yeah. And she and I'm like, nah, fuck you. I could have been both. I make money now.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Doing shit like that. But yeah, when the homie asked me to be a Nino, I was kind of like, you know, like sometimes you don't want to get too emotional with the homie, but he's like, we wanted to ask you if you wanted to be the godfather. And he gave me like a kebab from Avenue 26 and like some glasses that probably cost like $5, but it meant so much to me. You know
that's
what I mean?
Fire, yeah.
So I'm happy to be a Nino. But yeah, should we go on mosh pit at the baby shower?
Yeah.
So just be ready because you know I'm gonna invite you.
That's hard.
I have a question because I had this issue pop up. We have Ninos and we haven't even baptized our kids, so we're planning on it.
Uh-huh.
But we have our youngest. We had one of Jorge's best friends and his wife be the Nino and the Nina, but now they're separating.
Oh.
So then I'm like, so do I get to pick another Nina or like?
Wait, right?
Are they on the paperwork?
They haven't even been baptized. Oh. This is some shit. Like,
oh, but you already asked.
Oh,
them.
Yeah, you can move on. They're not under God.
Yeah, they're not under God.
Like, they're divorcing the church too. Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm gonna literally go to church and like. Water.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Almost drowned. Yeah. That was traumatic. But yeah, so that's my conundrum. Can you spell conundrum?
I think, like, do you like the girl now? Like, the one that's going to be left alone?
Yeah. I want Angie to be the Nina.
Yeah.
Because she owes me for giving me COVID.
Yes. Damn, Angie.
She doesn't have COVID now, you guys.
No. This was months ago.
Months ago.
Just like the hit and run. Months ago.
Josh, do we have any OC people in here?
Nobody's from the OC.
Oh, you're a loser.
Okay. Wait, who's from LA?
Who's from LA?
Okay.
Who's from the IE? Yeah, all right. Okay,
you're
okay.
Lying.
San Diego?
Oh, no.
Where are you guys from?
That was a. They're all gonna answer at the same time. Okay, let's do area codes. 213.
What the fuck?
310.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
323.
Yeah.
The 323's in the house.
What?
562. All right. Uh-oh. Yeah.
People's. Okay.
The Brownback Baddies from 562.
I
ain't gonna lie, I already knew it.
What?
Oh, Paramount, I already knew it.
Oh, shit.
I went to Stonewood Mall, I fell in love with everybody.
I know about the Paramount. I know about
Stonewood
the Paramount
Mall
girls.
Stonewood Mall got baddies.
Okay.
I just want to put it out there real quick.
More area codes.
818.
Yeah.
I fuck with 818.
I feel good. Yeah. I feel seen.
What the fuck is that?
760?
Now we're getting into the area codes like we really don't know.
Yeah, I really don't know.
747?
I think it's 474.
Oh, I think it's 747.
Oh, okay. They cut the 818 in half. Yeah. 661, that's like Santa Clarita, Palmdale. Anyone from Palmdale?
Good.
No?
What about 626?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, because we talk Haley shit about Palmdale. That's what I don't think.
Yeah, I don't fuck with Palmdale. I'd be sad over there. Yeah. I deal with too much anxiety. And if I'm like alone at the house of Palmdale and I can't like meet up the homies, then I'm gonna be sad. You know what I mean? Oh, Gina!
Shout out Gina! Gina Views!
Gina!
Shout out my girl Gina! Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
I want another shot. I'm already buzzing.
I'm down to do another shot.
Y'all about to see me twerk or something?
Whoa!
What?
Nah, I'm just kidding. I was just joking too.
We're gonna get a little serious, but it'll be fun. I promise. I wanted to talk about people that have passed away, but in a different way. I know sometimes, especially with it being Dia de los Muertos, we know that they're with us. Like, that's the whole essence of this day, is that we're giving out food and drink for the people that are passed. Absolutely. Because they're going to come and visit us. But I wanted to ask the guys if they've ever felt someone that's passed away, like signs from them or messages from them or dreams of them. Because we've had talks about either getting visited, we've had scary talks, but I feel like these visitations, even though they may feel scary, are actually really comforting, right? Because they're from people you love.
Facts.
Yeah.
So have either of you went through that where you've received either messages or felt the presence of someone that's passed away?
Oh, yeah. It happened to me recently. So I had I have a shirt of the homie T-Swish.
R.I.P. T-Swish.
Yeah, R.I.P. T-Swish. So I have a shirt. If, you know, after somebody passes, usually you get like a shirt made. So I have his shirt in my closet, and I had some company over, And then they like I said, they'll just get a shirt from the the closet, right?
And she got his shirt.
She got the T-Swiss shirt. And then I almost told that person to take it off, but then I was like, nah, T-Swiss would have wanted this. You know? T-Swiss would be proud of me right now. You know what I'm saying? So, man, yeah, shout out T-Swiss, man. I miss my guy.
Did she cook you breakfast with two? I mean, did the company cook you breakfast?
Wash my dishes.
Oh, yeah. T-Swiss is proud.
Proud. He's proud. Oh, the homie may or may not have been a PIMP. So, like, you know, he would have liked that energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, goodness. Yeah. So, shout out my guy T-Swiss.
As sad as this is going to sound, I haven't had, like, I recently lost two of my homies that, like, I'm drunk.
Ooh.
I recently lost two of my homies.
See that lady? See what that tongue do? Oh, just kidding. Go. I'm just kidding. I'm helping you.
Say more things about me.
No, go.
Now, what's crazy is that I lost two of my homies, and I dreamt about one of them recently, but it was, like, brief. It wasn't, like, too sentimental. But what's crazy is that this is going to trip out. I think, but we did talk about this on the podcast. So I had
who notices how Duno talks in fragments, right?
It's okay, just slow it down. It's okay.
Okay, no, that is the craziest thing to edit because I'm an audio nerd, and I know you're like, dude, where's the podcast? Where's the podcast? And I'm like, dude, I'm trying to figure out what Duno's saying. I'm trying to connect the sentences.
I speak Duno, all right?
Yeah. He speaks Duno.
Okay.
All right, bud.
But get it out, fool. Get it out, fool. We're here. ¿Quieres otro?
Nah, I'm already buzzing it. All right. So what's crazy, I had a dream about two of my homies dying in my dreams that they got killed. And a fucking two of those homies are still alive, but then I lost two homies that like month, like that two second month. Yeah. I was like, damn, that's crazy. I dreamt about two of my closest best friends dying, and then two of my closest best friends died that I didn't dream about. So I was like, what the fuck? That shit cheered me out. But yeah, I never had like a super like, oh my God, the homie came to talk to me. Cause I know people that have, like, which is, I think that's dope, cause every once in a while you need like a little wake up call. Like, I ain't gonna lie, when my homies died, I was like, damn, I gotta get my shit together a little more, like, focus a little more. But yeah, I've never had like a super like intimate, but I had like a little quick, like the homie, like, I think passed me like a beer in my gym, and then I woke up. I'm like, damn, I wish I would've got drunk with that fool.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? Like, I would've smoked a blunt. I don't even smoke weed, you feel me?
That's wild.
But that would've been cool.
What about you, Leti?
I have my little Leti Mercado moments. I feel like I'm sensitive to the other side and I don't like it. But I had a friend who passed away and I hadn't seen him for months. His name too was Julio, R.I.P. And I hadn't seen him for a few months. We really did. They had moved to the Valley. I was still living in Glendale. And shout out to Glendale. And then, shout out to Valley. I'm sorry.
I love how, like, real quick.
I love how the Valley, no one claims Glendale. Okay. It's like in the corner. It's northeast Los Angeles. So it's the
Nela.
Yeah, it's Nela.
Relax,
but
Americana.
The Valley is like, that's not us. And then LA is like, hell no, that's not us. And we're just there like, yeah, very much so. Y'all go to the Americana though. Don't lie.
I don't.
Oh my gosh. Where you go? Okay.
Bro, LA.
The San Fernando Mall that's open.
Bro,
it's only a Dollar Tree. Yeah.
For I love how LA takes the saddest thing.
Let me tell
thing.
My story.
I was going to point out how LA just to, like, so you could be telling the story about the saddest thing, and you mention the street, they'll be like, that's right.
Yeah.
They'll be like, fool, my homie just died. It's all right, but he died on the block.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Oh, shit. So I hadn't seen him for a few months, and during the wake, his younger sister asked me and my sister to sleep over. And so we go sleep over the house, and they had their situation where the mom slept on like a bed and the sister slept on one bed. They had a one bedroom apartment. The mom and the sister slept on one bed, and then he slept like on a cot. So this time my sister and the mom slept on the big bed, and me and his younger sister slept on his cot. So I'm sleeping and I fell asleep like this. And I wait, you know how when you wake up, because maybe the alarm's in your dream, like it's a slow wake up. And I'm like, why am I awake right now? Oh shit, my arm's in the air. Oh shit, it feels cold as fuck. Oh, someone's pulling it. Someone was pulling my arm like this. And in my head, I knew it was him. And I'm thinking, oh, he doesn't know who it is. Like, he's just like, who the fuck is in my cot? I don't know this person. And so I said, Julio, it's me, Leti, please let me go. And as soon as I said that, he let me go. And some like a way, it's weird when scary shit happens to you, how quickly you can go back to sleep. Because I don't know how I went back to sleep, but I went back to sleep. And then the next morning, I tell my friend and her mom, and they're like, dude, that's how he used to wake me up. And I'm like, oh, wow. That's crazy. And I wouldn't know unless they told me.
That's
but
crazy.
Yeah, and now I live next to a cemetery. So now it's happening all the time. These fools are waking me up. I'm not lying. These fucking, with Julio, it was cool because I knew him. But these random fools that died, like, in a war, like, there is a lot of white people that died because it's in San Marino. And so they're coming in the room. They're waking me up. And I'll tell Jorge, and I'll be like, dude, there's a ghost. And he's like, oh, go to sleep. And I'm like,
damn.
God damn. Like, believe me. No one believes me, but yeah. But if it was Selena. I'm going to start hating Selena for no reason. That's how toxic I am.
Well, have you ever had a conversation with a ghost? Like, hey, fool, just chill, I'm cool.
Well, you talk to them. But they talk different. They don't have mouths, so they can't really talk to you like that.
Okay,
the demons talk.
Oh, I don't talk to
you. Yeah,
them.
The demons talk.
I ain't gonna lie.
I try not to talk to nobody on the other side.
Yeah.
I'm not having it. I see a ghost, I'm like this. I ain't gonna lie. When I was younger, I'll be scared. I'll sleep with mom. I'm not giving up. I'm 10 years old. Like, yeah, I just seen Halloween the 13th. Mom,
when was the last time you slept with your mom because you were scared?
The last time I slept with my mom?
Yeah. Don't lie. Don't lie.
All right.
No, we got to ask your mom.
No mientes, señora.
God is watching. God is watching.
Fool, no, señora. Está joven, okay? Okay?
Señorita.
Mom, when the last time I slept with you? I was like young, right, fool? I was
you're
a baby.
Still, you say you're young all the time.
No, I ain't gonna lie to that.
Let me ask Erica. Erica, when was the last time he slept with your mom or Cookie?
With me and Cookie.
With you?
Watch scary movies and then go, I'm gonna go sleep with you guys and go
away. Whoa. Yeah. I love my sisters. What do you want me to do? But I do shit like.
He's the baby.
But I ain't gonna lie. See, like, there's a lot of, like, yeah, I'm the baby. Man, I ain't never picked up a plate in my house.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
That's not something to...
Bro, being the baby's the best. I just want to put it
you
out there.
You are 21 years old.
My mom still cooks me huevos in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Like, I wake up from a badass cruda, right? Reggaetolanda cruda. I'll be walking up like this. You ever wake up and everything just looks nasty to you?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you check your phone, you're disgusted by it.
Oh, yeah.
You look at everything at your house, right? And you're just like, ugh. And then I knock on my mom, she's like, but anoche, ¿verdad? She'll give her a little, like, 30-second round about how I got to stop drinking, I got to stop every week.
Yeah.
And then be like, ¿por qué eres comer? I'll be like, hell yeah. You know what I mean?
Huevos con weenie, mommy.
Huevos con jamón is a Mexican dish. Yes!
That was not what I was saying. I accepted it. Okay. I can tell when I'm wrong.
Yes, see, tamales and sour cream in the building.
That shit is a sour
cream. Okay, who hasn't had tamales with sour cream? Who hasn't? You guys, don't raise your hand. Yell. Yeah. Yes. That
shit
is weird.
Is gas. That shit
who
is
likes
gas.
Tamales de dulce?
No.
Ew.
Okay, the exit is
Curly,
over there, fool.
Curly.
The exit is Curly. Over there.
Curly, get him out the section.
Get him out the
Curly,
section,
get him out
fool.
The section. That's so weird to me.
Yeah. All day, they're banging tamales on us, fool.
Oh, shit.
That's what I'm saying. LA's different, like, yeah. Fuck Coke. That's right, Pepsi. Like, LA just has this thing. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I'm fat, but tamales de dulce, no mames.
No. Like, the elote are bomb, though.
Hey, tell
the
elote are bomb.
Tell
them.
Me?
Tell them.
No.
No.
I'm nice. You're mole? Tamales de mole?
That sounds fire.
This food.
That sounds fire. I would eat that.
That fool be eating everything.
Yeah. He's the cascara.
Like, that was like tamale de raccoon. Yeah.
Tamal de ojo, wey.
Who has an ojo bracelet? Everybody got an ojo bracelet?
Oh, I forgot mine.
I got one.
No one look at us and think bad thoughts.
You have two of them?
Can I have one?
You have three?
Can I borrow
damn,
an ojo
what you
bracelet?
Doing your past life? She's
yes,
scared.
Girl.
She got three of them.
No, really, can I borrow one?
Somebody give
yeah.
Letty a...
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Appreciate
yes.
You.
que no me miren, no me miren, all no right. me miren.
Fan love.
No me den envidia. Isn't that for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever got aire? I don't think we've talked about aire.
Oh, bro, yes. Appreciate why, you, my guy. Thank you.
Why
thank
do
you.
Only Latinos get aire?
Oh, yeah. It'll be the randomest shit. I'll be like, grandma, this, that. Then she'll be like, tienes aire. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, what does that mean? Like, I'm in pain.
Hey, did your mom, ever put a cigarette in your ear? To
no.
take out the aire?
Whoa, no, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. My mom did that before.
Son de rancho, wey.
Now, you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? I'd be like,
I just
damn.
Sage.
Now, you know what's crazy? I'd be like, damn, my back hair. My mom be like, damn, tienes mucho aire.
Yeah.
For Mexicans, believe you get sick by everything. Like,
yeah.
For you walk out the bathroom, like, we're like.
Oh, no shoes, no socks.
No shoes. And food.
Oh,
and
yeah. You're walking around there.
Look, look. If you have piso and you're walking around, like, no socks, no shoes, no sandals. Damn, that got you. Gripa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Every time. Yeah. Every time. I feel like it's damn near a sin to walk around descalzo in a Mexican household.
Facts.
I get so mad at my son, but he's half Salvadorian, so I can't get that mad because they just walk barefoot
Stop
everywhere.
Stop it now.
They do.
Son de la selva.
Where's your homegirl?
Oh, Yena.
Yena.
Oh, hey, Junior, raise your hand. If you guys didn't see, hey, if you guys saw the Salvadorian.
Carla Salvi?
That's her son.
Oh, hey. That's your mom? Why you let him talk like that to her?
That fool talks to her like that.
Oh,
he be like, en aguarda vos.
No.
I be like, damn, that's your mom. He be like, she's fat. But I love their relationship because it's respectful, but it's just like clowning and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I love it.
That's hilarious.
Shout out my Salvi. I love pupusas.
Facts.
Yeah. Name another dish.
Pan con pollo.
Pan con pollo.
Name one more.
Casimiento.
Quesadilla.
Oh, yeah, quesadilla. Yeah, that's
okay, yes.
The sweet bread or the quesadilla?
The sweet bread.
Yeah.
Sweet bread. She's like, Mira. The sweet bread. I know what I'm talking about.
Fact.
Have we had the debate already of whose horchata is better?
Wait, relax. Hold up. They're about to start squabbling in the...
Oh, shit.
I will stand on the hill that Salvi horchata is better than Mexican horchata.
Ew. Hold on.
Boom!
Look. I gave them both a shot. But the Salvadoran one has just like too much shit in it. Like it
has
my throat scratchy. It leaves my throat scratchy. It's too much.
Oh, pour your throat.
Yes.
Other things go down there, I'm sure. In your
what
mind.
The fuck?
Jail Bay's out.
Shout out Jail Bay.
Shout out Jail Bay.
Hey, shout out Jail Bay. Or
real
else
quick,
kick
real
her
quick.
Ass.
Did you put money in her books?
No.
Yeah, she's here.
She's here. We're not going to tell you
she's
who
here,
she is.
She's here.
But she in the house.
She's in the house.
I met her.
She's security.
I met her. She showed me her toothbrush knife. And I was like, oh.
Her toothbrush knife?
I don't know how to fuck with you. She made a knife out of like a fucking like this shit.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about, I was telling her how I got down this weekend. She said, hey, if anybody wants to get down in here right now.
Oh, my God. Like that.
I was like, hey, no, relax. You're on probation. Don't worry. She's like, yo, relax.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
I've been cheating.
I don't want to lose you for another 3 months.
Hey, Joe, I know you can hear us. We're not going to put you out, but
you
just
are.
Know we're bumping. I'm locked up for you every day.
Oh, facts.
And then Vic was taking pictures like
yeah.
that.
And we didn't like the other girl anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck her! Look at his mom.
Jose Luis.
That's my dad's name.
Yo, we met the real Jose Luis.
Oh, yeah. The Cool's Gone Wild show.
Bro, he was cool as fuck.
He was so fucking cool, bro.
If you ever think about it, that feels like a super active instigator, huh?
Yeah. And the nicest person in real life. Like, you wouldn't even think that he's caused like 1,000 fights in the Mexican community.
Damn, Jail Bay is here. Your husband is here.
Princesa
She's
is here.
She's here, too. Just know I'm going to go home and celebrate with some food. I'm going to go home and celebrate with some food after this.
Shout out Jorge.
Wow.
Yeah. We get it, boy. You're famous too.
Facts. Hey, you want to know something crazy? I haven't even told Jorge. I used to be Jorge's friend on MySpace.
Wow.
I used to follow him because I've been into rap since I was a kid. So he was rolling around with like Game and like Black Wall Street.
Yeah.
And I used to
hey, he's married.
He took he took sick ass photos.
No, they might want it. They might want it. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Show him the Rolly.
And
show him the Rolly.
Bracelets.
Hey. Yeah, but I used to be his friend on MySpace. I don't think he ever added me back, but it's okay. Yeah.
Oh,
damn!
You never friended him back on MySpace.
It's all good. It's all good.
Now's
all
the time.
Good.
Well, there's a thing within our group that we talk about because I don't think we talked about it on the podcast. It was in the podcast that we didn't run.
The drunk one.
Yeah, Duno. Oh, yeah. Duno and my husband played basketball against each other. Who do you think won? Who do you think? Yeah.
Okay, I just want to put it out there that I'm not in my healthiest.
Yeah.
But just know I did a great job, right? I did a good job. You feel me? I have good feet for a big. Like, I'm
what
like,
shoes were you wearing to play basketball?
I'm wearing some Pumas. I grew up in the hood. My mom didn't buy me Jordans.
Yeah, yeah.
So my whole life, I'm like, when I play with Pumas, I'm like, damn, my uncle feels like my ankle.
Hey, Pumas the sponsor for the Pumas.
Oh yeah, Pumas are sponsors.
Shout out to Shoe Palace.
I felt so good.
Yeah, shout out to Shoe Palace.
Y'all be taxing, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Shoe Palace don't be giving no discounts. Bullshit, I'm just kidding. Shout out Shoe Palace. Should we do the Q&A?
Yeah, we want to pass it to you guys because or else we'll talk all night. But we especially wanted you here so we could get feedback, so we can make you a part of the show because you guys are a part of the show. We legit do this so that y'all can feel like you guys got your own voice, right?
Y'all amazing for
so
real.
Like, we want to give this time, if you guys have a Q&A or if you guys have a question, to come up right here, and then you guys can ask the question.
Do we have a fourth mic?
Oh, we do have a fourth mic.
We have a fourth mic.
Yeah,
okay.
We got a fourth mic.
So if you want to...
don't be shy either. Like, bro, I love this.
Does everyone remember the intern that walked out of our life?
Yeah. Okay, wait.
No.
What?
No. No, she walked out of our life and never came back.
But Captain Juan made it.
But
Captain
we have
Juan.
Another
yeah.
intern.
Yeah. Just know, hey. You
this
guys just
Captain
know he
Juan.
Does a... Bro, he does a great job.
Yeah.
At his job.
This is my 10 episode anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh, big facts.
Míralo.
Maximo, jeez. If you could get some people from the crowd to do a Q&A.
Please ask us all the questions you've ever wanted to ask us. Bro, the reason with this podcast is so successful is because of you guys.
Right.
Facts.
We have fun. The brown bag baddies, the brown bag dudes, the comments, the YouTube is amazing, bro. The feedback is great.
Yeah.
You have a question for us?
Pass the mic.
Okay, what's unpopular opinion?
We need to vet these questions too.
Obviously, it's
wait, hold
Renetti.
On.
Okay, hold on. Can we turn the mic up? I love her energy. I think you got
it. Is it on?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. It's for Letty, but like it's kind of like unpopular.
Talking to the mic a little bit.
Talking to the mic a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
Or if I'm gonna want to jump and fight you. Please don't ask it.
What?
Ask the question.
Maximo, you better vet these.
No, I just, it's literally unpopular because I know they're going to want to fight me over it.
Oh,
but I wanted to know what J. Cole was like in real life.
That's always unpopular because these fools hate on J. Cole.
We don't hate J. Cole.
Exactly. Yeah,
girl, I was a little scared that you were going to ask about
you keep playing that narrative.
Shout out to you. Oh, Born Sinner. Where are my J. Cole fans at? Cole World? No blanket.
I fuck with J. Cole too.
But I want.
I fuck with J. Cole. I don't know why
we just want to put it out there.
You're creating that narrative, okay? I like folding clothes.
Stop.
Like him.
No, you don't.
Yes,
no,
I do.
I don't know.
I just want to put it.
Can I talk?
Sorry.
My sister. Girl, my sister in the house.
My mom right behind you.
In real life. Just kidding. Is he really as cool as he say he
no,
is?
No, you know what's really cool about Cole is that I met a lot of rappers.
Yes.
And some of them are not like we think. We build them up.
Yes.
And they're not like that. Uh-huh. But I've literally seen J. Cole stop a bus in the cold because he saw kids running after his bus. Mm-hmm. To sit down, to stop and talk to them. Even like, for example, not to compare them, but like Kendrick. So Kendrick, when he did his album signing for To Pimp a Butterfly, he was on a stage like this, and then if you wanted to come to meet him, you had to stand over there, pass someone your CD, and then Kendrick signed it. That was the meet and greet. With Cole, it's right here.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not to knock the artists that are not like that, but with Cole, he's very approachable. Very approachable, and he cares. I've seen him sit and hear everyone's story. And we all have like your music saved my life story, right?
Yeah.
But he'll listen to each one of them and he takes it in. And that's what I appreciate. That's why we love him, because he gives us that ear.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's kind of hard for you to be a reporter and a fan at the same time.
Well,
like,
I don't even think I could be a friend anymore because of Angie, but.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Damn,
next
Angie.
Question. Yeah. And by the way, we love Cole.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Just not his artwork.
How's it, guys?
My guy, man, my bro at the barbershop right here.
Hey, Dreddy, shout out to Dreddy.
What'd you cut? You have hair.
Best barber in L.A.
We got the same barber right here. Yeah.
What do you get barbered?
So my question is, as far as when you guys do your podcast, who comes up with the topics, or do you guys just like wing it?
Like, so definitely not Duno. Duno just comes in and is like, what are we talking about? But that's the magic of Duno.
Yeah. I just want you guys to know that, like, look right now that we right here, give man, clap it up for Letty for real.
Yeah, for real. Real shit.
I'm gonna cry.
And then, yo, Letty made me famous.
And then even after Letty, like, me and Vic do our shit, but shout out the behind the scenes people like Maximo. Maximo, raise your hand real quick.
Shout out Maximo.
To Maximo.
Our group chat is like amazing. Like, we'll find something that happened like in East LA, Boyle Heights, Echo Park, South Central. Like, we super with that's. I think that's why y'all fuck with us, because we fuck with y'all the same way. Like, if we see a tweet that like caught one of our eyes, it could be from a random person. We'll be like, well, we should talk about this, because that's what it is. So it's really a group effort. We can't give, but obviously Letty does do a lot of work, amazing work, but it's really a group effort. The group chat is constantly being texted by everybody, from cameraman to intern to Angie doing the merch, with us going back and forth. Everything is amazing.
But as it relates to topics, everyone but Duno does contributes. And it's cool because, again, the magic of him is that he answers when the moment. Because if he thinks about it, I think he'd be
If I get anxiety, I'm like, oh, what if I say the wrong thing?
Because remember, he's young.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the reason I ask is because most of the time it looks like you guys are just winging it. Maybe I'll start off with a topic, but throughout mid show it's just like, wow, you know, the way the concepts come out, it just comes off as natural and like.
Yeah, oh, no, we're always pretty prepared, but we want it to seem very organic. So I think it's because of the chemistry. Everybody always talks about like our chemistry, and it's really natural because we met each other all separately, and just came together, and it's been dope.
That's dope. Thank you, guys.
Wow.
Facts. Yeah. Thank you, bro. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we play Amanda Perez again? God save me, an angel. Okay.
All right. So I just want to let you know I'm really geeked right now.
Thank you for coming.
I love your hair, by the way.
Oh my God. Thank you. I love you guys.
Wow.
But first of all, I want to give my props, my thank yous, because it's really awesome to see, you know, a podcast, you know, Chicano Vibes and all that, you know, growing up in Wemas. Shout out Wemas 310. It's really nice to see the representation.
Hold on, girl. The ghetto bird's interrupting you. Hold on.
Okay. You start all over. Yeah, Fuck the ghetto bird.
Yeah. Okay, now go. That's okay.
Shout out the 310. Yeah.
But my question is, how was it going from a regular dude, regular gal to, you know, into the industry? Like, how was that transition for you guys?
Oh. I think you can really answer that
because Duno, you're very young. You're 21, so it's like
I ain't gonna like life. if I'm totally honest, I didn't have my life figured out till like a year ago. Like, no, for real. Like, it sounds like, I swear to God, a year and a half ago, I was like flipping chicken at Pollo Loco, and then I ain't gonna lie, my mom was like, "What the fuck? What do you think you're gonna do?" And I'm like, in my head, I knew I always wanted to be known. My thing was always I wanted to act. I didn't know I was going to be this persona. But honestly, it's the people you surround yourself by. My homies keep me very humble. Like, it's not that they don't give a fuck, but they're like, to them, I'm Danny, like my sisters, my mom. Mm-hmm. But even Letty, like sometimes you guys see, me and Letty have our disagreements all the time. Obviously, Letty's way more wiser. She puts me up on game. And I'm still sometimes a little ignorant to shit. Like, I'd be like, bro, you don't know what you're saying. Like, I'm going to do me. And she's like, nah. So, you know, it's the people you surround yourself around.
Yeah.
When you go from normal, I guess, to you say, like, being known and shit, just make sure you keep good people around you. And stay humble, stay blessed, and be you. That's the most important thing. You is amazing.
That's just facts.
My favorite thing about Duno is that he literally has his, like, hood homies with him all the time. Like,
facts.
He will leave an industry function to go get clowned about being a millonario.
Oh yeah, my homies.
With his homies.
Yeah.
And they're just kicking back by the LA River. It smells, so I don't know why they're there, but yeah, they're doing like hood shit with his friends.
But like I said, like having good people around you is the most important thing ever. Like my like my homies don't like going to shows. Like they're like, what the fuck? I don't like that rapper. I'll be like, just come. They'll be like, nah, it's you. Meet up after, and we'll meet up at a taco stand in Koreatown and eat off the trunk and talk about life and how don't make fun of me that my dad's a crackhead and like shit like that. You know, it's just life though. But I'm saying that in a sense to where I'm saying that in a sense to where like keep good people around you and you're always gonna be blessed and you know grateful and all that. For real.
Yeah. For me, I mean, I didn't really have a choice. I got fired from Wells Fargo like almost 3 years ago.
Wait, Matt Lely.
2019? No jumper. That was a different thing. That was a different time.
That was another fire.
Shout out Gina. Yeah. For me, I mean, it's been crazy. Honestly, like being on this podcast has brought like a lot of like attention to me, and like I always say, Letty made me famous.
Facts, she made us all famous.
Literally, like in the past, like I want to say 4 months, like I'll go places and get recognized and stuff like that. It's such a trip, you know what I'm saying? I was valeting my car yesterday, and then they were like,
Ergas?
Wow.
It was free valet. Yeah.
How much you really pay?
It was free.
All right.
It was free. But like the dude like knew who I was and shit. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. He knows my car's dirty as shit. like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, it's been a trip. I've been having to get used to it, you know what I'm saying? But it's definitely a blessing.
That's awesome.
Thank you for the question, by the way.
Of course. Yeah.
That was a dumb question.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
We got
all
emotional and shit.
Oh, shit. Look who it is.
Who's next?
Okay. I'm super nervous, but...
Hi, how you doing?
I'll probably be shaking a little bit. Okay, so I'm a huge hip-hop head, like crazy obsessed with rap, grew up with it all.
Awesome.
I love that you're a part of it. But do you guys ever feel like a little different being Latino in the community, you know? Because I've always... I want to get into it, but yeah. I'm not black, obviously. Yeah. So, like... I'm like, what if they second guess me or they don't appreciate my opinion and stuff like that.
Being Hispanic in hip hop, she's asking.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think Vic, I like hip hop, but I fuck with Corridos a little more, but Vic can. Yeah. Like, but I think, damn.
I can answer it. I think that Hispanics are as much hip hop as anyone else. And I think that while our contributions may go under-acknowledged, they're not non-existent. We've been here since the inception. Like, Afro-Latinos helped build hip-hop in New York. When you think of some of your favorite Tupac songs, his producer, Mexican, Johnny J.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah, me neither.
That's dope.
My dog.
Think it's all about being proud to be there. Anyone, and I remember... Nip said this. You could tell when you're not of the culture, from the cloth. You gotta love it. You really gotta be about it. There's people, and I think there's a reservation for anyone, whatever ethnicity you are, when it comes to hip hop. What are your intentions? Are your intentions just to say a hot take? Are your intentions that you really care? Because we can scout you out. And my thing with becoming who I am within the genre has always been championing the music that I love. When I found out hip hop, my older brother showed it to me. It didn't have a race. It didn't have an ethnicity. He showed me Wu-Tang and I didn't know what music it was. I didn't know that it was black music. I just knew my brother listens to it. He looks like me and I love it. So I started giving that love to it. And when you don't see the boundaries, other people can tell. They'll welcome you when they know your heart's in it. That's how I feel, and especially with like the industry of hip hop in Los Angeles is very different. It's actually balanced more towards Hispanics. It's actually harder for a black person, especially black women, to get into hip hop. So my thing is, for as much as we represent, to help and to extend that olive branch when we can. I don't think that we're as outcasted as we think we are. Sometimes it's us getting in our heads about it. But we've been here, and we never stopped being here. You think of You think of like again, from the inception to Cypress Hill to the Little Robs to everyone that's popping right now.
Cycle
like,
around.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Shout out to Texas, like, SPM.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, but that's
yeah. You just got to, yeah. And if you want to be, your goal is to be in hip-hop?
But I can't rap or anything like that, so I'm like.
No, don't be nervous. Own it, love it. Feel like you belong. Like, and really show that. Show your appreciation, because, believe it or not, there's less people in it with the heart than there are for the opportunities. Like facts. The opportunisticness of it.
Yeah.
Show your heart, and the doors will open for you.
Big facts. So,
yeah. Okay, wait.
Sorry, but I talked about that. Was a podcast in itself. Yeah.
Y'all still need help interning anything?
She said, fuck Kathy.
Yeah.
Talk to producer Maximo.
Talk to Maximo.
Maximo's like, hold up.
That's what you're here for, fool. That's what you're here for. That's right here.
Don't talk to Juan.
The guy with the nopal on his face, that's Maximo. Okay.
Yeah, he's right there. Hi, Dunn.
Hi. Okay. This is really nerve-wracking. So my question is for each one of you, and I want to ask you each who you aspire to have as a guest on your podcast and why.
Ooh. Can I go first?
Yeah.
Dom Kennedy! No. I talked to him on the phone, you guys. Just look and flex.
But.
But just know it was crazy that we actually were done filming the podcast, and I was like, oh, I'm about to take off. And Leti's like, no, sit down. And we sat down, and I was like, but yeah, I think Don would be dope. We actually have something planned for the future, but yeah, Don would be amazing for me.
I love that. It's going to happen, fool. He looks at me like, Leti.
Yeah,
I'm like, you have his number. Call him.
J. Cole.
No.
Why does nobody believe me?
We don't believe you.
What? I fuck with J. Cole. I told you I've been listening to his music since 2009.
I don't know. But
yeah,
have you
Wet Dreams was his shit.
Yeah.
No, the warm-up. I used to listen to the warm-up every day while I washed dishes at Taco Bell.
Really?
Come on.
Yeah. I believe it, but it's just you came up and then now you're like judging him.
No, so I'm just I'm a rap critic. I'm a rap critic.
Yeah,
I'm
but
just,
that was I'm not objective. Rap. His Crocs are not a rap song.
The Crocs are whack. Come on.
Yeah, I have Crocs.
Come on, Crocs are whack.
She's like, fuck now.
Oh yeah. Shit, yeah, Croc hive over here. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, see?
Crocs are weak.
No one claps.
All right, what about you?
Canelo or like people that are of our culture. Like, I would feel like our podcast could be where they can start talking to the people that definitely are supporters of them, right? I don't think they have outlets like that. If it's an English outlet, they probably have to deal with a translator. We'll be pocho as fuck, but yeah. I think it would be a good connection to do that.
That would be fire.
And also, my husband might do some stuff for us. For you're going to get Canelo on the podcast is what I'm telling them.
Oh, that will be fire.
Yeah.
Appreciate
so Team Canelo over here.
Real quick. Oh, you said yours?
I already said, J. Cole.
He lied.
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm serious.
Real
Nobody
quick.
Nobody believes me.
Nino Carnazala rival us right now.
Oh. Yeah, do it. Do it.
Fucking do it.
All right.
Yeah.
I haven't. Okay, I feel like I would probably put Nina as...
Fuck.
Leti.
Yeah, I love that. That's
Leti would be my Nina because I feel like you're wise.
I got
and
you.
You'd probably help me.
And I have Domingo already.
She got money.
Fuck with her, dog.
Yeah.
Today I seen her in her other bins.
I would invite Duna Carnazada.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming too.
Fuck me.
No, and then wait, because you'd be a good time. Vic, you would be my rival because you're sassy.
Hey, just know it's because he's googly bear.
He's googly bear.
Yeah, wow. So you brought this on yourself.
Okay. No, it's okay. I appreciate you. I'm joking.
But big facts. Yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts, probably like 3 hours a day. And when y'all release your episodes, I'm like, yes.
Fuck yeah,
I save it
that.
For a special occasion so that I can really enjoy
good drive.
It.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
We're trying to do it every day, y'all. Would y'all listen to an everyday podcast?
What happened?
Wow.
I feel like I'm hugging the mic.
Facts.
¿Qué pasó? Big Smile's trying to fight you for calling her a rival.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I don't know what.
Wait, close. You guys want her to ask you a question or what?
Yeah.
What's the question?
You have to say who your favorite sister is.
Both of you. Both of you.
Girl, you got girl.
I want to hear this answer.
Who's my favorite sister?
Yes, they're right here.
You're going to get beat up after this.
I don't give a fuck about none of that. I ain't a baby no more.
Oh, my.
We get in. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, just know I used to get my ass beat for no reason.
Yeah.
Who's my favorite sister? Damn.
I don't know.
Hey, everyone at a time, bro, ask a question.
All right.
Appreciate you, big dog.
Yo, what's going on,
man?
Your
mom wants you to answer.
Yo.
My hold on
favorite
a second.
No, I can't have a favorite sister. I'm the oldest. That's not.
Oh, Duno.
Okay.
Yo, so Duno, I got a question for you, my boy. You
is feel this me? Some crazy shit?
It's crazy, bro.
Okay.
Well, first things first, I want to shout out George Paniche, Gina Views, Rosecrans Vic.
Thank you, bro.
My boy Duno, Letty. You know, as a young Hispanic that doesn't really have too much influence out in the city, you know, you guys make something really like happen for me. You know, you guys give me some inspiration. You guys
appreciate
give me some
you.
Sort of, you know, drive to go and manifest my dreams and
fire.
Make shit happen, you know what I'm saying?
Dope.
So that's pretty much what I really wanted to say.
Oh.
And I just...
Oh. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But you said it's you had a good? Question.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out my boy Rosecrans Vic. He's been humble, man. He's connected me to a
was
lot of people. My boy Duno's been...
Was he on your
so no, he bought, no, he bought a ticket. Business. He bought a ticket. It's a real
you
one.
You know what I'm saying? This love right here, man. I love to see the people, my raza, like,
appreciate
up and we winning. You know
you.
What I'm saying? Yeah. And shout out to these guys right here.
Yeah, shout out Pusha Fats. He has cool ass shades.
Weston Howard.
Oh, Kendrick, that's Weston my God, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
I just realized, bro.
On, bro.
Yeah,
bro,
he got cool ass shades.
I be in the club like this.
First of all, I just want to come through and say, fuck with y'all heavy. The podcast is amazing.
Love
appreciate
that.
You.
Thank you.
And as someone who's not Latino, that's very embracing. I've been raising the value the whole life. Shout out Van Nuys, Maximo,
hey.
Fucking go, baby.
Hey.
Hey, one
what's your race, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm Samoan.
Samoan?
Yeah.
Wow. Shout out to all my Islanders in the building.
Fuck with my Usos.
Yes, sir. LA hip hop as a whole is really founded by both African American and the Latino community,
mm-hmm.
heavy. And with a lot of up and coming people who aren't of those two, Asian American, Jakarta Slim, shout out to the boy.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Jakarta Slim. Yeah.
What does this different mix of races really tell about the melting pot of LA to y'all?
I think since my, like, shout out Jakarta Slim. He's like one of my good homies. He's Indonesian.
Yeah.
Honestly, bro, but some of your best friends are what, Latino?
Yeah, all
bro,
of
you
them.
Latino,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
You,
oh, yeah.
You Mexican. You every race, bro, like me, like, I have. Like a lot of like, shit, my homie Jerome's Filipino, and we have a lot of like, so it like,
Letty
just literally gave the answer earlier.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with race. You put in the work.
Gotcha.
You're not embarrassed.
You
you're
heart.
Not shy. You do what the fuck you gotta do.
And just
something
be you.
Gonna happen. Obviously, your shit gotta be good. I'm not saying your like if your shit whack is not just gonna happen because you're a different race. No, your shit gotta be good. If you put in the work, the effort, the hustle, it gonna happen, bro. Forever.
Yeah, and I think it's an opportunity when you're something different. You also, by default, you start to represent like a whole
community.
Lot of people. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of what we ran into. We didn't mean to like represent Mexicans, but we get a lot of DMs and comments and stuff that say, oh, you guys,
we
you know, I feel like you guys represent
you.
Us. Yep. We see ourselves in you. It feels like I'm chilling with my primos, like all that stuff. And I feel like when you put on for yourself, you're yourself, people will start to gravitate towards you and you know, relate. You know what I'm saying? So just be you.
Yeah.
Basically,
appreciate
that's
that.
When it sounds
appreciate
beautiful.
You, bro.
Appreciate
once
you.
Again, shout out to Maximo Van Nuys in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, turn up. Shout out to Calavera. Shout out to Dia de los Muertos.
I love you.
Hello.
All right, love you guys lots. Muchos besitos. But my question is actually for the mommies in the room.
Wow.
Yep. Carne Asada, Rival, or Nino, these three fools.
Wow.
There you go. It's a tough one. There might be some tension.
Ooh. Carmen. Mm.
My mom doesn't understand English.
Carmen's going to do it.
Okay.
You've been answering this whole time, so.
Ooh, this is a good one. Okay. Nina, right there. That's right. Woo!
Your mom chose me.
Damn.
I love her.
It's looking bad for me.
Duno, carne asada.
Oh, my God. Woo! Your own mom. Your own mom.
My own mom.
Right there.
Damn.
That little rival, my little googly bear right there.
Why am I your rival? That's fucked up.
You're going to pay back with your son one day.
Why?
I said, you're going to pay back everything you did to me with Lil Vic.
Oh, Zay.
Wow, shout out Lil Vic.
Just kidding.
Shout out Lil Vic.
I love you all. I love you all. Seriously, I'm so proud of you guys. And you guys really earned all of the love from all these people.
Appreciate
I
just
want to cry. Like, I'm not Llorona. You already know it.
Same.
That's La Llorona
love
right there.
Love you.
Yeah. That was a great question.
Thank you, my
love.
That's
going to be a hard question for my mom because she don't know English, but mom.
Yeah. She got it. Yeah, we speak Spanish.
Okay, mom.
These are Carlos Latino, so and no, those are Spanish.
Mom, you're not talking into the mic, fool.
Just like you. My mom's watching my kids. Oh, they're talking shit about you. Ask one of your sisters.
Erica, the one that you talked about her dad.
She says that she cannot answer the question because
but Erica,
she hasn't,
you answer it.
Because she hasn't fully understood you guys' personalities.
Erica, you answer it.
You got the mic.
You always just translate what she said.
Answer it, fool. Hurry up. We got more questions.
You answer
okay,
it.
Okay, for sure, Danny, my rival.
For sure. Since he was born.
That's why you're not my favorite.
I'm her.
Oh.
I am.
Oh,
he's my favorite.
Oh, shit.
But he's
just
still
kidding.
My
hey,
rival.
I'm rival? Who's Nino? Who's carne asada?
For sure, Leti's carne asada.
Yes, girl.
And Vic's your Nino?
Oh, I finally get a Nino.
Yeah.
Are you going to break bread? Are you going to break bread?
By default.
Finally, yeah.
All right, next question.
Yeah, you look like you'll give me a good Domingo.
Some good Domingo.
Oh, you better relax.
I don't know what that means.
Leti, you better
what does that
chill.
Mean?
I'm sorry. It comes in my head.
I'm not
I'm
saying
sorry.
A thing. I'm it not pause. Saying a word. I'm pause, not saying pause, a word.
What does that mean?
Don't forget Jorge in the building.
What?
Brown bag. Brown bag.
Hey, brown bag.
What did I say? What did I even
yeah,
say?
They heard you.
What did I even
nasty.
Say?
Nasty.
Hey, can I borrow a dollar?
So, my name's Isaac.
What's
shout
up,
out
Isaac?
OC. I guess the only one representing OC right now.
You're from
hey,
the
shout,
OC?
Shout out to 714.
Go back.
What's up? shout out Blues and the Berries. Shout out Ugly Primo in the house. So I just wanted to ask, what's something that you guys won't talk about? Like, what's that, what's taboo? Like, you know, what's some shit that's got cut from the podcast or, you know, some shit like, hey, we got to start over.
They don't like when I talk about sex. See, look. Look how they're getting
respectfully,
out.
Respectfully. Like,
out.
It's just we don't want to hear about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. Like. They're very like, oh, yeah, this bitch. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Just give me it. And then I'm like, and I'm like, hey, you guys, last night. And they're like, no, let's
pero hablan de, like, politics or, like,
oh,
puro,
oh, that's
no, 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 like, puras cosas sucias. No, tampoco,
no,
you know, like,
no,
shit
look,
like that.
Have you
look,
heard the podcast?
Fucking getting, like,
look,
nasty
look,
and
just,
shit.
Look, you guys
I just
want you guys
about,
to
like,
know
anything.
That we don't. Bro, we smart about, like,
yeah.
There's certain things we, like,
we'll try not to talk politics too much
yeah,
or nothing
do,
like that.
Politics.
Like, yeah, and then you got to be careful because you never know who's watching. So,
that.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Say you say some shit week 13 and then week 17, like, you're talking to... It gets crazy.
Yeah, yeah. That's next question.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm the other loser from Orange County. But
No. I'm from Orange County.
But,
Buena Park.
But I
shout
will say,
Park.
Vic is the only person I've ever heard differentiate Orange County from South OC. Then there's Buena Park.
Yeah.
I'm from Buena Park.
Okay,
so thank
yeah, Buena
you,
Park
Vic.
In the building.
Thank you so much. I
yeah.
meant a lot to me.
You know my cousin?
Anyway, we love...
hey, no, my the hella people know my cousins. That's why.
I might know him. Anyway, yeah. We'll talk later. No, I really want to give you guys your flowers. Most importantly, no disrespect, but for Leti, thank you so much for all that you've done for so long, for women, for the example that you set, that everything.
I want to.
From Ricky Ma to Leti, it's been very motivating, inspiring to women around. And then just as a Latina, I have so much respect for you.
Oh,
in college, I came out to see you at one of your events. Missed the class. It was worth it. But all of you guys together, you guys are great. And I really want to say, being here, it's not like an industry thing. It feels nice to come with this, like, family.
Yeah.
Most of us are Latino. Whether you're not, it feels like family. It doesn't matter who you are. And you guys created that platform that really wasn't created.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I really want to give you guys your flowers while you're here in front of me.
Thank
and I want to
so
say
much.
Thank you. But my question is for you guys. What does, I know you guys talked about it, but individually, what does this podcast mean to you guys? And what do you hope to foresee for it? Especially as being here in front of you, your supporters.
Yeah.
What do you hope in the future to see more from this podcast?
I'll go first. For me, this podcast is like, it's been damn near life-changing, to be honest. Like I mentioned earlier, like, people start to notice me, like, a lot of more opportunities come my way. It's been really dope. And aside from that, it's like been able, it's allowed me to just kind of slow down. Like, if anybody knows me, I've always been doing like 100 things at once. And now when people ask me, like, yo, so what are you up to now? What's next? And I just say, really, bro? Like, I'm just focused on the brown bag and like two other things. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not much. Like, I'm able to just hone my focus in on this, and it's been really dope because the reaction from it has been, you know, amazing, honestly. So shout out to everybody. Yeah.
Shit, that shit matured me a lot for sure. It's done a lot of maturing, but that shit means the world to me. Like, on Tuesdays when we film, I just know I'm not doing shit but the brown bag. Like, podcast going crazy, and man, honestly, it's, I love this shit. Like, y'all, bro, like, I have my own podcast. Fuck that shit. Like,
no,
this
no,
is
no,
my
no.
shit.
No.
I have my own personal podcast.
Oh, okay. I don't want AD to come.
Nah. Now, I have my own personal podcast on my YouTube, right. But this is like, obviously, I have a lot of things going on that are wonderful, amazing, beautiful, but this, like, I love this shit. Like, you feel me? Like, I wake up on Tuesdays, like, me and Vic and Letty got closer. We have our own group chat. We, like, we go to Letty's house, kick it with her kids, her husband, her family. Aww. We all, like, it's dope. Y'all are amazing. We love reading your comments. This shit means a lot. It shit means the world.
Yeah.
Facts.
You guys have your own group chat.
So, yeah.
Letty.
Fuck, I thought it was going to be you that cried.
Yora!
There's this quote that I like. Fuck! And it's, we win so others can dream. So everything we do isn't really even for us. Everything we do is for the people watching, for their kids, for my kids, for little Latinas and little Latinos that are like, oh, we see ourselves. Oh, that happens in my house too. You know, something random, like we're talking about getting burned by the plancha. I literally thought only I went through that. But the fact that these little things is like, these little moments that are inside our culture that only we can talk about, you know? And it feels like, wow, finally. It feels like sigh of relief, right? I wanna present a world and a space for our kids to never have to feel a sigh of relief because it's around them. Because it's as American as apple pie. Like the shit that yeah. we talk about, you know?
Facts.
And that whatever that leads to, I didn't even know that it was gonna be on us like that. But to me it's like, why not us? Right. To me it's like we care so much. Let's be intentional now. Let's make our moves on purpose so that we can present that to everybody. So thank you for that question. I know I get all Sagittarius.
Yeah.
I'm the same girl.
Yeah.
That was a great
yeah.
question.
No, but thank you guys. Thank you very much for what you do.
Okay,
thank
I think you. They turned thank the lights so on us. But can we pay for another hour like the grupo?
Una hora más.
Una hora más.
Oh, yo, what's up, guys?
Shout out to this guy. He does murals, JP murals. If you guys JP. Saw the podcast, he did a picture of me and Nipsey right? for his homie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
He's from the
JP.
Valley, too.
I just want to thank Letty and everybody in the Brown Bag Podcast for doing your thing, man. I feel like I'm able to go ahead and relate to you guys because I'm brown. You know what I mean? And we're making our way into the industry. And, you know, you guys are doing your thing. And I'm so proud of you guys. My homie Anthony put me on. You know what I mean? And you guys are entertaining to watch while I'm at work. You know what I mean? And I just love seeing you guys. It's not much of a question, but it's much of a statement. And shout out to all my raza here. Putting your word, you know what I mean? And that we are here and just so that, you know, there's strength in numbers. Mm. And that we can go ahead and make our big breakthrough, you know what I mean? And I have some merch for you guys, you know what I mean?
But, you out here promoting, I see you.
Yeah, yeah. Give it to me. Hey, I'll take that.
Follow me. Hey,
I accept all free merch.
My mural page, JP Murals, man, I've been doing my thing too, you know what I mean?
Let so, know.
No, his murals are actually really
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
I got some merch for y'all, and you know what I mean? I'm just so happy to be a supporter of you guys. And, you know, just to be a follower of what you guys are doing, man. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Thank
shout
you.
Out,
thank
really
you.
Yeah. Shout out to the Pacoima Projects.
Hey,
yeah.
shout out to the
thank
Pacoima Projects.
Yeah.
We come from the Valley for yeah, Pacoima, girl. From the Projects. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we're doing our thing.
You're
yeah.
right.
Hell yeah. Appreciate
hey,
you.
Hey, my name's Anthony. Yep. Quick comment, just like him. Much love to Letty for coming out to the Projects last time.
Yeah,
appreciate
man.
That. She's with it, you know what I mean? Yeah. Duno, Much love to you, man. I see you. You got a lot of heart. Taking your homies and stuff like that. I respect that.
Appreciate you.
Because it takes a lot, you know what I mean, for somebody to do that. Rosecrans Vig, you're a player. I respect that, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Allegedly.
Hey. Hey, oh, yeah.
Vic the Trick.
Gina started that.
Gina
started that rumor. Yeah. It's just that a rumor.
Hey, hey, you,
I don't spend a dime.
Carlos, for sure. Just don't get in my tias. Hey, last but not least, much respect to George Panici, man. I've been following you.
Yeah.
Man, hey. You might not know it, bro, but you inspire us a lot, bro. Straight up. Like, hell yeah, in the neighborhood. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's about it.
Thanks.
Appreciate you, bro.
My question is, do you guys believe, like, in the law of attraction? Like, for instance, like, you guys started off with, like, first podcast. Mm-hmm. Did you guys ever, like, envision you guys being here, like, episode 20?
Oh, shit.
From the first episode, like, what's a funny-ass story is that, like, we did a photo shoot, and we recorded 3 podcasts, and we still didn't have a name. And we sat down. We were trying to come up with names all week. We literally sat down in our chairs, and Letty was like, I have a few more names, but we have to start the podcast. So we were like, oh, we're just going to start it and think of the name maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
And she read off a few names. And then she said Brown Bag. And I said, stop right there.
Yeah.
That's fire. And then we just recorded the podcast. Just like literally, we just turned on the cameras and recorded it. Yeah. So, yeah, shout out to Letty.
Hey, look, I know we be talking shit, but, bro, women really make this fucking world go around.
Nah, real shit.
Like, that shit, bro, that shit.
Real shit.
From calling us viejas to telling us. I love it.
Bro, and that comes from, like, when me and Letty met, I was doing, like, a podcast, and she closed the door, and she's like, I fuck with you. And I was like, and no disrespect to her, we started the story, but I didn't know who Letty was.
Fine.
I was like.
It's okay.
And he was born in 2000.
He was in juvie.
Yeah. But I was just like, but then we, like, met, and then she became really, like, she did not give a fuck that I was, like, she, you know, Letty.
Mandona, pero no mamona, wey.
Hey.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then the most attractive thing about women, at least from what I know, is like, I was raised around like real boss ass women, like my mom, my sisters, like. Letty didn't walk in like, this is what I do. She was just like, I'll fuck with you. And then I got put up on game and I was like, damn, I didn't know that was her. But she didn't. It was not like she was flexing, but she was just like, I'll fuck with you.
Yeah.
And that showed me. And then we all became.
Yeah.
So do I believe in the law of attraction? Yes.
Yeah.
In every aspect.
We thought this show up one of the first. Like, dude, I can't wait till we do a live show. That's always been on our radar. And people would think, oh, you have to wait till 100 episodes. Or you have to wait till, like, you're crazy popping. We're like, no, we could do this shit now. And look at how you guys came out. Like, that's what's fire.
No, yeah, because, I mean, like, the law of attraction is, like, crazy. Because, like, for instance,
Josh,
there was one time where when Mac was on his swimming tour, when he would just announce the swimming tour, I literally went, like, when Real 92.3 was giving out tickets for like, different shows, they actually went to Pico, where I'm from, and I had seen that, and I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to go. And I ended up winning, and they gave me the option for certain type of tickets. They had Chris Brown tickets, Mac Miller tickets, and no one wanted the Mac Miller tickets, but I was like, I'll take those. And that was for the show at the Greek for October, on Halloween, October 31st. And unfortunately, that's when he passed. And that's when I was like, they have to have, like, some type of, like, tribute thing. I was like, and that, like, I was commenting on your page because I knew you were friends with Mac, and like that's why I was like, hey, like this. I mean, obviously, no one responded, but like eventually, it ended up happening.
Yeah,
it ended up happening, and it was like one of the most amazing shows like I've ever been to, and like even like for instance, like I just gave you my Ojo bracelet, like that's all law of attraction too. Yeah. I mean, you guys just
that's awesome.
No, law of attraction is really real, bro.
Yeah, it is.
Damn near manifested all this shit right here. Yeah, write it in my notebook.
Curly, what the? Go to work.
That's the end of the Q&A. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Oh, wait, hold on. I want to say something to the girls, too, since we have a lot of girls in the audience. Guys, I love you guys. I just want to talk to the brown bag baddies. Have you ever been told, like, you're brava or you're difficult or, like, you're, like, whether it's in
whether it's in relationships, but more importantly, whether it's in work, and you feel misunderstood, right? I have been through that, and I always felt like, sometimes you feel like, what's wrong with me? Like, why can't I just get it? Aplácate, güey, just follow the rules, but something in you pushes you, right? Like, and I think a lot of times we try to subdue the brava in us, but these guys allow me to be mandona, but also give me that space to know, okay, we have sisters that are badass bravas. We have moms that are badass bravas. It's around us. Like, we were raised like this, and other people don't get it. Other people don't understand it. And sometimes it's like, if I were to have an argument with someone or like a disagreement with someone in a work environment, they're gonna go to HR. All of a sudden, I have a bad rep. All of a sudden, like, oh, you're on fucking zero tolerance, or you're about to get fired. Right here is like, get your shit off, Letty. Yell at me, Letty, because my mom's told me worse. Yell at me, Letty, because I have sisters.
Nah, yeah.
And that's what I appreciate about these guys. And when you girls are watching and the way you support, I feel the biggest honor, because I feel like this is for the girls that are always told that they're too difficult, they're too brava, they're like, need to chill out. It's like, no, like, let's turn up with them too. And they me siguen la corriente or corrienta, yeah, whatever one. Yeah.
Nah, and so, what's crazy about that is that sometimes Letty would like see, for everybody has their days, but since we're speaking about like how like Letty is like, you know, she sometimes has her days and she like on it, and me and Vic are just more relaxed. We just let
it's
her.
Called a period. Yeah. Okay. It's called a period.
Yeah, and she's tripping, and then like she's like, I'll be like, it's okay. I'll be like, yeah, fool, you know what? You're right. Like, and even though she could be wrong, I just like, it's okay. And then me and Vic will be like, we'll take each other separately. Like, damn, thank God we were raised by women, huh?
Because
we understand it.
This
like,
is not our first rodeo, for yeah, sure.
Yeah. Bro, for me,
and then the next day I say sorry.
And then we're like,
like, I'm sorry, like, I was
it's
tripping.
Okay, but it's just no, like, lady. And then even the homies like, bro, if you're around a girl, bro, let her, you feel me? Let her be her, like. Don't be holding nobody back just because you feel like you're a man. Nah, like,
yeah, facts.
You feel me? Like, the fool, let him, you know what I mean? Be yourself.
And honestly, boss ass girls are winning.
Facts.
Right?
Yes.
Letty, well, you can't tell them yet, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's going to be great.
It's some shit.
It's going to be good.
It's some shit that, yeah.
Damn.
She winning.
First live podcast.
How do we end this? I don't know. Because we want to say hi to you, talk to you guys, take pictures.
Please. We want to do all that. Man, y'all are amazing.
Yeah. Wait. I know what to do. Bunny hop. Come on, do your Charlamagne.
DJ, where's the DJ? We have a DJ.
DJ, just play some.
Play Kaylin scoring.
Are you gonna bunny hop right now?
This is legendary. This is iconic.
I can't believe they're making me.
This is iconic. Vic!
You gotta do it with me. You gotta do it.
No, I'm gonna do it.
Hold on.
Yeah. Right there.